In this bulletin, a new survey shows a dramatic decline in support for population growth. Rob Oakeshott to contest the seat of Cowper as an independent at this year's federal election. And the New South Wales coroner to hold an inquest into a series of deaths at music festivals. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the federal government will continue to work with the states and territories to better find settlement solutions for new migrants. It comes as a new Australian National University survey has revealed 30% of Australians believe the nation needs more people. A similar poll conducted in 2010 found support for a growing population at 45%. The nation's population grew over the past year by nearly 400,000, with 61% of that number from net overseas migration, or the number of migrants who arrived minus the number who leave. Senator Birmingham says population growth is an ongoing issue.
The government is adopting an approach to population policy and our migration intake that is informed by different local factors across the different parts of Australia, and that will hopefully ensure in the future that we don't have circumstances where infrastructure is inadequate, because the states and territories have planned effectively and informed our national migration policy effectively to get the best possible outcomes for local communities.
Former independent federal MP Rob Oakeshott has announced he will contest the New South Wales seat of Cowper in the upcoming federal election. The 49-year-old retired from Parliament in 2013. Mr Oakeshott says an experienced local voice is needed to ensure the concerns of the electorate are heard.
If I don't stand, nothing happens in our local area because nothing changes politically. But if I do stand, competition is a wonderful thing in politics, and it allows all community groups, all citizens in our local area, to put pressure on politicians to get the results we deserve.
Student teachers facing increasing levels of abuse in Australian classrooms could soon undergo earlier practical experience. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says many teachers and principals leave the profession after 3 to 5 years because of the amount of physical and verbal abuse they experience. Mr Tehan says he will put the issue on the agenda when he meets with his state and territory counterparts in Melbourne next month. The minister says they will seriously consider pay rates within the teaching industry amid concerns the low pay is resulting in teachers leaving their jobs. The New South Wales coroner will hold an inquest into a series of deaths at music festivals. Since September last year, 5 people have died across the state. The most recent death was Central Coast teenager Alex Ross King, who died on Saturday after attending the FOMO music festival. A directions hearing will be held next week. No dates for the inquest have been set. Temperatures are expected to stay in the mid-40s in some regions this week as extreme heatwave conditions continue across the country. The Bureau of Meteorology has forecast daytime temperatures of up to 12 degrees Celsius above average and 10 degrees Celsius higher than usual at night. An extreme heatwave is expected across most of the eastern New South Wales, while some parts of South Australia will enter their second week of temperatures above 40. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Jeff Loy is urging people to look out for their neighbours and elderly family members.
We have a lot of people that live alone, neighbours. If it goes past your mind to check on your neighbour, just do it. It's a good time of the year. We've just had Christmas, a great spirit. Look after your neighbours and look after your elderly friends and colleagues, and particularly your relations. So just check on them, ensure that they're getting the right messages and looking after themselves.
Let's take a look at Wednesday's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 29, very hot in Adelaide, 40 degrees. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 29. Also cloudy for Hobart and 23. Sunny and hot in Canberra, 41. Mostly sunny in Wollongong, 28. Fine weather for Sydney, 32. Much the same for Newcastle, 35. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 33. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm atop of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.